This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and of course, as usual, I'm joined by my mom, Sue Bushka, from Bushka Retirement Solutions, as well as our co-host, Tony Shore. Now, listeners, if you want to get more information about what we're talking about today, feel free to give us a call, 715-355-4445, and you can also check out the website, retirewithbushka.com. That, of course, is retire with BUSKA.com. Make sure you check out the radio and TV show pages while you're out there at the website. You can certainly catch up on some of our previous episodes if you've missed any recently. And of course, you can also check out some of the great resources that we have out there, including information about our consultation process, information about the reports that we can run for you during that consultation process, and all sorts of other good articles about retirement and different things that you can use for your retirement education purposes. Now, while much has been written about the persistent pay gap between America's female and male workers, an equally persistent retirement savings gap between men and women tends to get less attention in the financial media. But a 2023 Kiplinger article entitled "Women Have Significantly Less Saved in 401ks Than Men and What to Do About It" describes why the retirement savings gap between men and women exists, why it's damaging, and also what can be done about it. So during our show today, we're going to discuss that article as well as other important information, including data and insights from our Dream Do retirement system, a tool unique to our office that specifically addresses women's retirement needs. I'm really excited for today's topic, but before we dive fully into it, let's make sure to say hello to everyone here with us, Sue and Tony. Tony, how are we doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for asking, Cole. And I've had a great week. Just been keeping busy, enjoying the weather, which is helpful. That's nice. How about you, Sue? How have you been doing?
I've been doing great. Just looking forward to the nice long weekend. It's going to be beautiful and hot and just going to relax and maybe do a little boating.
The last hurrah of summer, right?
Yes.
Did you say boating?
Yeah, boating.
Oh, nice. Nice. Do you have a boat,
pontoon?
Too?
Pontoon.
Oh, that's fun. Those are fun. Now, pontoon, that's my kind of boating.
Yeah, mine too. Yeah.
You're not going to sing the song, are you?
I'm not going to sing. I won't be singing for you today.
Good.
Yeah.
I think our listeners appreciate
Count
it.
Count yourselves amongst the lucky ones.
Right.
That's good. Well, Sue, that sounds like a great plan. And Cole, I know you've been busy. One of the three of us has to actually work, right? I mean,
well, of course, someone's got to be around here to help our clients, right?
Oh, I'm sure you'll find something fun to do over the weekend, though, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'll make the best of it.
Yeah. Great. Well, this is going to be a good show. I'm excited for this topic. I think focusing on how women can save for their retirement adventure is a great idea because a lot of women end up single in retirement. What do you think, Sue?
Let's just get rolling by first addressing some of the article's critical statistics, many of which I found pretty eye-popping. Now, for example, the average 401k balance for men is $89,000, while for women is just $59,000. That's according to Bank of America's recently released 2023 Financial Life Benefits Report. Now, that report looks at the bank's retirement plan, which serves more than 25,000 companies and more than 6 million American workers. Now, the article explains that one of the biggest reasons for the gap between women and men is that women often endure career interruptions to raise their children. Now, the article further notes that research suggests women tend to be more focused on short-term goals like paying off debt than they are on goals with longer time frames. Now, of course, we must also note that women continue to earn significantly less than men. A 2022 Pew Research study found that on average, women earn a mere 82% of what their male counterparts earn. Now, perhaps most surprisingly, that 82% figure is a mere 2% improvement from what it was in 2002.
Well, and I know the pay gap between men and women has been an issue for as long as I can remember. So it is disappointing to learn that we haven't had more progress in the last 20 years plus. Beyond that, though, it does sound like that study is full of some essential data, right, Cole?
Oh, it certainly is, Tony, including the fact that just 52% of women participate in 401k plans, which means that nearly half of women workers may not be adequately saving for their retirement. Now, conversely, a little more than 6 out of 10 men participate in 401ks. But the solution here is straightforward. Employers themselves must continue to bang the drum for the importance of saving by encouraging women to start using smart plan design, like utilizing auto enrollment, which allows the employer to automatically deduct money from the employee's paychecks and funnel it directly into their 401k. Auto enrollment can make a massive difference. The Bank of America study found that 85% of employees participate in a 401k when plans provide an auto enrollment option. Just 36% of employees participate when auto enrollment is not an option.
Interesting. I mean, this is really good to know. And for women out there, making sure their unique retirement needs are being met and that their goals are being considered, I think this is a really good reason to work with a financial services professional and set up a meeting with both of you, right, Sue?
Well, that's right, Tony. And when women do contribute to a 401k, they're often contributing less than men. Women currently contribute about 6.2% of their income to a retirement account, while men contribute about 6.6%. Now, additionally, just 7% of women kick in the maximum amount the IRS allows to a 401k, while 10% of men do so. Now remember, this year the max out amount is $22,500, and those who are older than 50 can contribute an additional $7,500. Well, one potential solution for this dilemma is encouraging employees to utilize an auto increase tool if one is offered, because it increases the amount that you're contributing annually. Now, if you're currently contributing 5% of your paycheck to your 401k and you have an automatic annual escalation rate of 1%, next year you'll be contributing 6% and then 7% the year after that, and so on. So if you don't have access to a plan with an automatic escalator, you may want to consider upping your contribution on your own.
All I'm thinking about right now is how when I was a kid, I just wanted to ride the escalator up and down. But that's a different type of escalator.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a different.
That was my favorite part of going to the mall.
And then my daughter, when I had my own kids, my middle daughter was afraid of riding the escalator. She wouldn't do it. She had an extreme fear of escalators. So that was interesting. But Sue, not to make light of what we're talking about, because really you want to maximize your contributions to your retirement plans. That's a great way to save up more money, take advantage of compounding interest. And I know that you guys have systems you utilize to help women in retirement. I know it's been referred to as empowering women and a retirement system called Dream Do. And that's exclusive to your office. Why don't you tell us more about that, Cole?
Yeah, absolutely. Utilizing the Dream Do system, we can assess whether your assets are currently properly aligned with your risk tolerance. We can determine if you've saved enough and also to make sure that that'll serve your ideal retirement, and also help you devise a budget that works for you right now and that will help you to continue moving forward into retirement with an element of success. Now, no matter where you're at in your career and your path to retirement, the Dream Do system can provide you with new insights and potentially some new opportunities.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. But Cole, before we do, let our listeners out there know how they can get a hold of you.
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call anytime at 715-355-4445, or they can visit retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. They can check out all sorts of great resources out there, and they can also schedule that complimentary no-obligation consultation right now on the website.
All right. Thanks for that. And listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole.
Most people plan on taking their Social Security benefits at one of three ages, 62, 66, or 70. But did you know that there are over 20,000 calculations that could be run to determine the best time for you to file? Call Bushka Retirement Solutions at 715-355-4445 or visit retirewithbushka.com to request your complimentary Social Security maximization report that will help you learn how you can get the most out of your benefit.
And welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our hosts today, Sue Bushka and Cole Bruner. And Sue and Cole, you've been talking about some of the key steps that women may be able to take to enhance their savings and assets in a way that has them looking forward to retirement with more confidence. And I think that's huge. You've been talking about some of the ways that women aren't on the same playing field as men when it comes to financial and retirement planning. There's been a lot of statistics and helpful information. Sue, what do you have for us next?
Well, Tony, there was a 2023 Kiplinger article entitled Women Have Significantly Less Saved in 401ks Than Men and What to Do About It. And it has more information that I think our listeners will find as interesting as I did. I'll also provide a little more detail about the Dream Do retirement system, a tool unique to my office that's designed to help women with their unique retirement needs. Now, the Kiplinger article explains that another challenge for women savers is that their accounts often have lower exposure to stocks. Now, specifically, the Bank of America study cited in that article determined that just 36% of women's account balances are invested in equity mutual funds, which according to the article have historically provided bigger returns than bonds and cash. Now, what does this really mean? Money invested too conservatively likely won't grow at a rapid enough pace to help you adequately increase your retirement balance.
Well, Sue, you make a really good point there, and I think we need to ask, what are some ways that women out there may be able to address this factor?
Well, Tony, I think I'll jump in on that one first. Let's note that our show doesn't provide ample time to completely address everything listeners should know about investing. So if investing is part of your strategy, I want to emphasize as clearly as possible that you should only invest while working closely with a financial services professional. Now, with that out of the way, the article notes that investing in target date funds that automatically channel your money into an appropriate mix of stocks, bonds, and cash based on your age and your years left until retirement may be something that women savers want to discuss with a financial services professional. The article closes with one final suggestion that I think is essential. If you're being underpaid, don't just put up with it. Negotiate a pay raise. And if the negotiating process doesn't provide you an outcome that you think is fair, don't hesitate to go out and look for a new job. There are employers that will offer you a salary that adequately reflects the skills and experience that you've worked so hard to build.
And that's huge. Asking for a raise, I know, could be a little nerve-wracking, but
oh yeah,
everybody should be willing to advocate for themselves. I mean, there's nothing wrong with recognizing that you bring value to your employer. And it's like my first boss told me, you're not going to get what you want unless you ask for it.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with that more.
Right. Well, I'd like to next discuss a U.S. Bank Wealth Management article entitled Retirement Planning for Women and How to Plan for a Successful Retirement, which has some information that I think can further help today's conversation. The first of which is that serving as a family's primary caregiver can have potential economic consequences for women. Now, the article highlights an ARP Public Policy Institute study that found that about 20% of all women workers in the United States are also their family's primary caregiver, which means many women are tasked with balancing their career and their caregiving responsibilities. Now, to find that balance, many women are forced to use sick and vacation days to handle caregiving tasks, which may lead to fewer hours or even missed work days. Now, in some cases, women may entirely leave the workplace to focus on caregiving. Obviously, doing so affects a woman's lifetime income. In fact, the article cites a federal Department of Labor study that determined caregiving may cost women nearly $300,000 in lost lifetime income.
Wow, okay, that's a lot. That's nothing to sneeze at, right? I mean,
no.
That's real money to you and I. So I would have expected caregiving tasks to potentially drive down a woman's lifetime income, but $300,000, that's a lot of money.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can't take that lightly, that's for sure. Now, another significant retirement challenge for women is that in many cases, they live longer than men. The article references statistics from the Centers for Disease Control stating that women in the U.S. currently have a life expectancy of just more than 79 years, whereas a man in the U.S. has a life expectancy of about 73 and a half years. And that means women must make their retirement savings last much longer than men, potentially.
Yeah, it's like the old question, why do men die earlier? Because they want to. That's an old one. An oldie but a goodie, but it is amazing. You'd think those life expectancies would be longer, and I think they are going up. I mean, I know a lot of people in my family have lived to 100. So life expectancies are getting longer, and the longer your retirement, the more stuff you get to do, and it's especially longer for women. So those extra years are going to cost you, and you have to plan for that.
That's right, and a longer life may also mean more health care expenses. Now, the article points to a Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services report noting that a 65-year-old woman who retires today should expect to pay in the ballpark of $155,000 for health care, which is $21,000 more than what a 65-year-old man who retires today can expect to spend. And healthcare costs aren't likely to go down. In fact, according to data from Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, national health expenditure projections, healthcare spending is expected to grow at an average of 5.5% per year over a 10-year period ending in 2027. Now, additionally, women also often collect less in Social Security than men do. Again, because they so often handle caregiving tasks, women experience at least $16,000 in lost wages due to what the article refers to as the motherhood wage gap. Now, combine that with the fact that women are still paid less than men, and you have the right mix of factors for potentially smaller monthly Social Security payments.
Well, all those stats really tell me that women need to be working closely with financial professionals like yourselves so they can ensure their chances of achieving their ideal retirement, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you have to be, kind of pioneering your own retirement plan. We see a lot of married couples even where the women maybe aren't as actively involved in the financial planning process as we think they should be, because, of course, they may be stuck with the consequences at some point down the road if things aren't set up appropriately to take care of her in potentially her longer life expectancy. So it's really important that, women really get involved with their financial planning. And of course, with us having some, women on our financial team, that certainly helps to kind of bridge that gap. And I know a lot of clients really appreciate the ability to, have a woman's perspective in that planning process as well. So I think that adds some value for our clients out there also. It's certainly something that we feel strongly that women need to be engaged in.
Women out there, need to increase how much they're saving for retirement because of situations that they find themselves in. So, Sue, what's next on the agenda?
Well, Tony, I'd like to next go into more detail about the Dream Do retirement system, which again is a tool that's exclusive to our office that's designed to help women enhance their retirement saving strategy. Now, one key part of the Dream Do system is highlighting some of the things that you should do before your spouse dies. Now, in some cases, the things that you should do are more shopkeeping matters, like selecting a financial services professional and taking a thorough inventory of your physical and non-physical property. Also, choosing a place to safely store all your essential financial, healthcare, and personal documents is another important step, which is made easier for our clients because they have access to the Generational Vault, which is an ultra-secure virtual safe deposit box that they can access anytime from any place.
Wow. So, again, I would say it's important here to discuss these matters with your spouse, and I know that can be a little difficult, but it's likely that both people will feel relief after the conversation is over. It's just like a burden lifted. Communication is key here, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is an easy thing to procrastinate, and we hear that pretty often, that people have been putting it off for a while. But, you know, you just kind of have to dive in and get to work on it, and you might find that it's not as complicated or as daunting as you may have originally thought. Now, the Dream Do retirement system also explains that reviewing your financial statements, accounts, and paperwork to make sure that your designated beneficiaries are up to date is equally important. Don't forget that things like wills and trusts don't always guarantee that your assets will pass on to your loved ones. Often, the beneficiaries you've designated for your accounts will trump other family members. So be sure that your beneficiaries adequately reflect your wishes right now, not your wishes from 10 or 20 years ago. Now, along those same lines, you should also have a full picture of your current debt load, including things like credit cards, auto loans, mortgages, lines of credit, and other applicable debt sources. When one spouse dies, the surviving spouse won't want to spend hours and hours trying to figure out how much they owe and who they owe it to.
Well, yeah, good point. And again, in the case of your clients, all that information can be stored in the generational vault that you utilize, where details are just a few mouse clicks away, right?
That's right, and the Dream Do retirement system also provides insight into some of the steps that you should take in the days after your spouse dies. Now, the first step is to not make any life-changing decisions. The loss of your spouse will be traumatic, and you should take the time and space you need to process that emotional blow before you begin making significant financial decisions. Now, after taking some time, you should request multiple copies of the death certificate so that you can provide them to the many companies and organizations that may require them. Next, you should alert your local Social Security office so that the deceased spouse's monthly benefit can be discontinued. Now, if you neglect this step and payments continued, you'll be responsible for paying back the overpayments if your spouse was receiving Medicare. Now, the Social Security office will alert that program.
Okay. So, where does the deceased spouse's will come into play then?
Well, if the will is already on file with an attorney, that person may be able to help you begin the probate process. If the deceased spouse didn't have a will, the surviving spouse may want to reach out to their financial services professional as well as an attorney to begin the probate process. You should also begin collecting financial documents like banking records, bills, credit card statements, tax returns, insurance policies, outstanding mortgages and other loans, and retirement accounts. And bear in mind that you may be required to provide a death certificate to obtain some of this information, which is why securing multiple death certificates is important.
Interesting. Yeah, and that's another thing that happened when my grandfather passed away. I had known that from shows I've done with you and talking with you, so I said, make sure you get numerous copies of the death certificate. You're going to need them. That's really, really important. And when you sit down with a client and begin this process, Sue, what are some of the things that you like to emphasize?
Well, Dream Do is packed with great information and insights, but it's extremely user-friendly. When we sit down with a client to discuss Dream Do, we remind them retirement has two major prongs. The first prong is the dream component. Now, this is where you consider and articulate the things that you want to do in retirement, whether it's travel, new hobbies, or growing the kind of garden that's the envy of the neighborhood. Now, the second prong is about turning those retirement dreams into retirement reality. Now, how will you pay for those trips and new hobbies? By understanding what you want your retirement to be built around, we can begin building a strategy that seeks to secure the kind of consistent retirement income that you're going to need.
As we've noted throughout the show today, given that women enjoy longer life expectancies, they're also going to need more resources so they can thrive during those extra years rather than merely survive them.
Absolutely. And in addition to longer life expectancies, a CNBC article entitled "Women Are Gaining Power When It Comes to Money, Here's Why That's a Big Deal," notes that the next few years will see a massive transfer of wealth to women. Today, women control around $10 trillion in U.S. assets, but by 2030, women will control a large portion of the $30 trillion impending baby boomer wealth transfer. That means it may be more important than ever for women to seize full control of their financial lives wherever possible.
Well, that's right, Cole. And this has been a really timely show, a lot of great information. Do you have anything else to add before we go today?
Well, Tony, just a final reminder for our listeners out there that when it comes to planning for retirement, they do not have to do this alone. So if you want to get more actively involved with your finances, if you'd like to get a second opinion on your current plan, or if you just want to have a conversation with a financial services professional, reach out to us today at 715-355-4445. Or visit retirewithbushka.com to schedule that complimentary no obligation consultation in Wausau, Eau Claire, or virtually.
All right, that sounds great. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole.
Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.